Welcome to the official podcast, your only official source for awesome voltage-controlled oscillators, frequency modulation, and of course, peaks that do not actually peak. Isn't that right? Today's guest, please introduce yourself and the hosts.
Oh, I'm
Introduce all of us.
Yeah. Thank you. Nice work. That's very generous of you. Yeah, here's Hellbent and a bunch of other people I've never met.
That's about the best intro Kaya could have done.
Nice work. Just leave it there and we'll be ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, nice voice crack.
I'm getting naked. It's getting hot in here. I just realized leaving the AC on makes a bunch of background noise, so I got to get in a voice actor mode. And that involves stripping down.
You must be really hard to work with at the studio.
My God, yeah. Recording on three separate modulation frequencies and chakra vibrations.
And getting naked in the middle of the fucking
helps.
Studio.
Trust me.
How does it help?
Yeah, well, how does it help, person we don't know that we're talking to because no one's introduced him?
I said I'm Hellbent.
He said he was Hellbent.
Yeah.
Way to listen.
I thought he
just nobody knows who you guys are.
Fair enough. Right. We are the unknown.
Who are you?
No, I'm shy.
Who the fuck are you people?
I'm scared your fan base is gonna make fun of us.
Boys, I want to tell you a secret. All right, I'm gonna read a slogan for a company. I'm gonna read their slogan, like, you know, McDonald's is I'm loving it, and I want you guys to guess. See if you can guess which company this is, all right? You on board with this?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. Do you know what company it is?
BlueApron.com/official. No.
Oh, Kaya got it. You know what? Normally being off topic, you'd get it wrong, but I got to give you bonus points for throwing in our leak.
Hell yeah, blueapron.com/official. Now, would you like to tell me, do you like food?
Yeah.
Hellbent?
I love
shit. You can't say his name.
We're having a connection problem with our time portal, it seems.
How about you, Jackson? Do you like food?
All good right. How about you, Charlie? Do you maybe like food?
Yeah, I love food.
All right, tell me this. Do you like affordable food for $10 per serving? Do you like that?
$10?
Twinsies. You can go to blueapron.com/official. You can get affordable food for $10 per serving, or even less. You can get variety. You don't have to eat the same meal every day anymore that your mom makes or that you buy from some shitty shop. You can... No recipe repeats within the year. You get something new every goddamn time. It's flexible. You can customize your recipes if you cannot stand, I don't know, spices. Maybe, you know, it's easy. You can make it in under 40 minutes. Everyone can make it, even a dunce like you. It's guaranteed. Freshness is guaranteed. If it doesn't arrive fresh on your doorstep, you can send it back and get your money back. And also, if that all doesn't sound delicious enough, which I don't know why it wouldn't, because it's Blue Apron, you get three free meals, free food, at blueapron.com/official. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron.
That sounds really familiar, but all right, Charlie, we're gonna do a team building exercise. I'm gonna stop speaking, and I need you to say the link because it's gonna work in this sentence. All right, okay. So here's the thing. You're gonna get your first three meals free, with free shipping. That's free shipping, free meals free, by going to
blueapron.com/official.
Boom! Check it out. Don't wait. It's all there for you.
I didn't know we had free shipping.
Exactly.
Go to blueapron.com right now. /official.
Yeah. So hungry.
Well, you know, I want to know something really sad, Kaya.
What?
We didn't. I know, Hellbent, but none of you three introduced yourselves.
I'm Jackson.
Live on air.
I'm Jackson. I'm Australian. I'm an official podcast host.
Hi, now, Jackson.
Hey. Give us a cool fun fact about yourself.
I get completely naked to shit, so I'm on the same page as you.
Nope. Real fun fact, Jackson.
We already have stuff in common. I'm liking it.
He's lying to you. Give us a real fun fact.
No, I do that.
That's not really a fun
You
fact.
Said doo-doo.
That may be fun for you. I don't know if it's fun for, like, people that have to, like, share the bathroom, but
We don't shit at the same time.
Like, do you do that in public bathrooms, though?
I avoid shitting in public bathrooms for that very reason, because I don't feel comfortable. I feel really restricted when I've got clothes on and I'm shitting.
I really don't think you're telling the truth.
I am. Oh my god, I am telling the truth, I promise. Why would I lie about that?
Tell us a story about it, Jackson.
What? It's shitting. There's no stories about it.
I want one very specific example.
One time my girlfriend walked in on me and wondered what the hell I was doing, and I had to explain that this is just how men shit sometimes.
I'm not masturbating! I'm just pooping!
Only men shit like that. No woman on earth has ever shit naked.
Just because you want to be a woman.
Ooh, that's a good topic. Do you guys know about the vaginal poop push?
Oh, where you stick your hands in the vagina and like actually push the shit out?
Apparently girls, if they're having trouble plopping out a poop, you can put your finger in your vag and squeeze it out.
That seems like a waste of time. Why wouldn't you just reach straight into your anus and just grab that shit out instead of reaching into your vagina?
Because you push it further up.
Yeah.
For all the complaining about like how much the vagina hurts, that seems like a pretty good benefit. Imagine how much time I'd save.
You know, like childbirth, periods, menstrual cramps, but shitting's easier.
Yeah.
It's not exclusive to women. Men can do that too. They're not brave enough to go up the urethra.
Ouch. I don't believe you at all.
No, but you could literally do that. And anatomically speaking, if you had a urethra big enough to get your whole arm in there, and you could reach far enough back, you could probably do the same thing as a vaginal poop.
No shit.
Charlie,
yeah,
you know
right.
Women have urethras.
What?
You know they have urethras on the inside on the vagina, right?
No, that's bullshit.
That's his point.
But what I'm saying is they don't reach in their pee hole to do it.
I know, but okay, so for a man, if you don't reach into your pee hole, how else are you going to access that area?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you can.
No, you can't, but I'm saying good
Lord. Charlie's getting real choked up.
Oh, I just used an ice cream suit.
You feel strongly about this, Charlie.
Yeah.
This was his political platform.
It's making me emotional.
The FBI is assassinating him for releasing secrets.
Anatomically speaking, the Lord has created us in a way that if our dicks were big enough to allow arm access, you could go in there and push a shit out the same way a vaginal poop push would be executed.
Hellbent, your response.
Two scoops, man. Ice cream scoops, get them down there, you're good to go.
Kaya, your rebuttal.
The urethra is too slim, so we are talking about theoretical procedures here, which means, yes, absolute hogwash.
Kaya, I have to interrupt you. I've got breaking word from the floor that Jackson has a new report. Jackson, take it away.
I'm shit naked.
Me too.
I object. Kaya does not shit naked.
I don't speak for Jackson.
Wait, you do shit naked as well?
Of course.
Oh my god, you made me feel weird.
First of all, I shit naked because afterwards I always shower, so it's just perfect. I shit naked and then I get in a shower after I wipe.
There's a tiny, tiny ant climbing on my microphone. What will his fate be? Shall I set him free or kill him?
Shit on him.
Stick him in your urethra. You can push his shit out.
He can be your little helper on the inside.
He's like, I got this.
So kill him is the answer right now.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, that.
You all get to decide whether a living creature gets to live or die.
Well, I feel that same way every time I take a shit anyway, so do it.
Yeah, just do it. Get it over with.
Two for death. All right.
One for no.
Wrote it out. Time to die, fucker.
Now,
and you're dead.
Is there a halfway argument on the shitting thing? Because I don't get naked, but I take my pants all the way off.
At that point, why would you leave the shirt on?
Why would I take my shirt off? What's the point?
No, wait.
Because you're free. You're a man.
Order in the courtroom. You know how much calories you burn taking a shit? You get your shirt all sweaty and it'll smell.
I demand order. Let's backtrack. Andrew.
I always sweat when I take a shit. Yeah.
There is no middle ground. Your pants have to come off to shit. That's an
no, all the way
fact.
Off. I take them off my off. Legs.
Really? Now that's a fascinating development here, because that's unnecessary. You can just leave them around your ankles.
No, I like to spread out.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I like.
But I don't see the point of the shirt. I leave the shirt on. It's like, what's the point?
When you have it around your ankles, you cannot spread your feet. Well, you cannot get in a comfortable stance.
Well, yeah. Since when is a comfortable stance fucking spread eagle on my toilet seat?
It helps when you spread your legs out. It opens things up more, and you can kind of just get that perfect angle with your knees,
you know,
and then you can just let it loose, man. It's great.
Yeah, I can compound on the argument because I don't do it for like having ease of poop. I do it because it's more comfortable.
I do it for both.
By Hellbent's logic, it's incorrect, because if you're spreading your legs out, you're closing your sphincter, because you're clenching your ass cheeks together the further out your legs go.
No,
it's
but
like
if
a
you
pair of scissors.
You have That's not fucked somebody reach in the ass, under my your... friend, because no. when they squeeze their legs together, let me tell you.
Who squeezes
legs together?
Tell
us what.
Okay. So when you're fucking a stranger in the ass, and they squeeze your legs together,
every Tuesday,
their buttholes do clench. And when they spread them out just a little bit, they clench a bit less. And then when they spread them out too wide, it clenches in a bit more. There's a perfect angle between knees together and knees out to where the rectum is optimally open.
He's talking about the golden ratio.
You're not meant to go into a sumo squat. Yeah, you just, whatever feels comfortable.
Well, no, actually, you're supposed to squat when you poop.
Yeah, the squatty potty.
Yeah, I use that, and I love it.
Well, okay, but that's... Now we're getting off on all types of tangents here. Now it's apples to oranges. The point is... You don't have to get fully nude to shit. Well, Kaya does it because he has the hairiest asshole on the planet. Yeah.
I've also got a hairy asshole.
Well, no, you don't, Jackson.
Show of hands. Who here has a hairy asshole?
I do. I actually really do. I'll show you if you want, but I would prefer to keep that a mystery.
What, are you trying to be me?
Our next scandal is Jackson's asshole pics and crayon drawings surrounding them.
Cave Why paintings. Does God put hair there?
Jackson, do you also reach under your butt cheeks and like pry them apart so your asshole is more exposed for a better shitting?
Hell yeah,
he puts hair between your ass, but he makes you bald on the top of your head.
Well, the hair in the asshole is actually so ancient primordial mans could trap them like a small little net and use the fecal matter for various tools. Such as clay pots.
I saw that on Primitive Technology.
I just made that up!
Take that, Dad.
I would guess it was just to keep spiders out.
Yeah, the old ass spiders.
That's the only way.
That's counterproductive. Spiders love it because it seems like a web home.
No, spiders don't just go to other people's webs like for a house party.
Jackson, is your autobiography going to be called The Spiders in My Anus?
Yeah. Spiders in your ass.
And you just dictate the lives of them, all their daily trappings.
A BBC documentary. They're like, there's just some lady sleeping in bed and they got that soft film camera. And they go up to
like
her
the
butt.
History Channel.
And they go inside of her ass. And there's a bunch of spiders, a family of spiders.
Using this high-tech simulation, we can see this family of spiders living in perfect harmony within the walls of the anus.
Simulation.
They detected a bowel movement and have evacuated. They will return later in the evening.
And then they use like PS2 level graphics to do a high tech recreation of the spiders. I love it. So anyway,
well, let's bring this full circle. So there's Jackson's interesting fun fact about himself. How about you, Kaya?
What?
That was all Jackson's introduction.
We're still doing intros.
That was all his introduction.
This is still the intro.
Mine's done now.
Okay. So, Hellbent, I have the amazing ability where I could, at any given moment, spontaneously be arrested.
Oh, wow, that's pretty impressive. What skin color are you?
Oh, I'm technically Middle Eastern, I guess. Like, brown, but I don't know. Not like Allahu Akbar brown, but still not technically white.
I think there's a lot of people here in America who also have that superpower.
Oh, well, I'm not in America.
Oh.
Gee, Charlie, you didn't tell him anything.
What do you mean? I didn't tell him anything. He came in here and no one introduced themselves.
Let me say this. I've listened to the show, but I'm really bad at paying attention to people's names and shit. I just laugh and then I shit myself in my bed and I fall asleep and then my maid cleans it up in the morning.
I'm the one who lives in a totalitarian regime right now.
Oh, Jesus, you're in Gobble Gobble Town.
Yes.
I had a friend who vacationed there when the attempted military coup happened.
So he's not your friend anymore, right?
He didn't make it out.
Exactly.
No, it's funny. She was on a Discord call with us. She was terrified, and I was like laughing as barrel bombs were going off in the background, and she was crying. It was really fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure she loves you for that and thinks you're your most trusted confidant.
Yeah, oh, the good days.
There, she's one of the best friends I've ever had. I taught her how to beat up her sister.
Had. She died in that coup, apparently. Yeah.
Had being the key word.
She was so scared. I kept showing her videos of helicopters strafing freeways. Well, yeah. Stop.
Can we get some clothes? Is she still alive? Did she make it?
She's Ladybot. You know Ladybot.
Oh, okay, she survived.
Yeah.
Did she join the coup?
No, she's scared. She's terrified. She's got to go back because the family wants a vacation there, and she's like, no.
Why the fuck would they want to go back?
I don't know if politics are mentioned on this podcast or not, but I'll refrain from it. Let me just say that sometimes families like to go back to where they came from to visit. But even then, yeah, that raises the question, why the fuck would you want to go back now? Maybe put it off a year.
Yeah, I mean, last time I was in Sudan, my sister, she was kidnapped and raped by ISIS. But, you know, I think I might go back.
I'm not missing the summer vacation.
Yeah, really. I bought my tickets early. They just opened a new holostand.
Look, Mima only has so many years. We're going back to no matter how many barrel bombs are being dropped on the airport.
He said Voldemort. He said it.
You said Voldemort.
Someone said it.
I'm talking. I didn't say Voldemort.
Oh, what'd he say then?
The special word.
It's a code word for the mystical land of scariness.
Yeah.
I will refrain from my southern wording just to not summon the evil spirit that you've mentioned. I don't want to know what it is.
No, that spirit needs to stay away at all costs.
Oh, fuck. He said the secret word.
He did it again. It's your turn, Andrew.
That wasn't me.
Introduce yourself with a fun fact.
Hello, I'm Andrew. I'm a host on the official podcast, and I have a bachelor's degree in computer science, and I'm using it to do this.
I don't believe you.
Yay! He's computer science, brothers! Is yours as worthless as mine is?
No, actually, I got a job after I graduated immediately.
I got mine in computer hardware. Turns out you fucked up. Yeah. I thought people were going to need their computers fixed in the future, but it turns out you just throw your iPhone out of the window and they give you a new one for free. So
that's a useless degree.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be really useful and cool, but.
The coolness did not apply. There was nothing cool about what I did. But the useless. I had a decent run as the big
You're
boy.
Employable. You're Andrew, employable. Yeah. My best hope, if everything fucking fails with what I'm doing with my own businesses, is to work at fucking Geek Squad. At least you could be IT somewhere.
But Geek Squad are the heroes that we all need, providing affordable, fast, and reliable computer repair.
God, can you imagine how much child pornography those guys see on a daily basis?
Probably not enough.
Poor lucky guys.
So wait, what you're saying is if I joined Geek Squad, I could get child pornography.
Legally, yeah.
And
actually.
Have them arrested.
I need to apply.
Yeah, they get arrested and then you get to see it. Yeah. So I guess if you're into that kind of thing, go get a bachelor's in computer repair and go work at Geek Squad.
What if you had your laptop and you like gave it a virus on purpose, but you loaded it with child pornography and then you dropped it off at Geek Squad and then you called the fucking FBI on them as they were opening it up and been like, yeah, they got child porn on there on one of their lab computers.
On your computer? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
computer
a tough
I just
one.
Dropped off. It has porn on it, sir. Child porn, in fact.
I think just mentioning that scenario might be illegal.
Admittedly, there's a few holes in my plan.
A few.
That may be kind of on the same legal scale as telling people about what chlorine bombs are.
Oh, man. I've always wanted to make mustard gas just to, like, try it. But
I remember that back in middle school with the old anarchist cookbook.
Yeah, which was a banned book in every school. I remember that.
Yep. Oh, I remember making Bernie Sanders glow sticks during the election.
Back in school?
I felt the burn.
Oh, wasn't the Bernie Sanders glow stick the scam where you got kids to like burn themselves with
they dropped
plasma.
Chlorine tablets into mason jars full of rubbing alcohol and sealed it and they said it would make a glow stick.
So kids at home, if you want to make the coolest glow stick.
Don't! Do not!
Yeah, it'll burn too bright and you'll be jealous
you'll
forever.
You'll fucking die!
Don't
do it.
Bernie
wants you to do it!
All your friends will be jealous and they'll stop hanging out with you because you just have the most radical glow sticks.
This is how Bernie can still win!
Yeah. He can still win!
Guys, if we scar our lungs and blow up, Bernie might be president.
Damn it!
Let's just get the legal disclaimer out of the way. Don't do any of these things. If you do anything these things and hurt yourself, it's your own fault. You can't sue us, and you kind of deserve it.
Probably edit that dummy. Out.
No, probably edit that in twice as loud.
Okay, fair enough.
Jackson, you seem to have gone into epileptic shock. How are you?
What?
Exactly.
Bernie can still win.
Whenever you say that around Jackson, he goes into a fucking seizure, like just reminiscing about the good old days.
He's still gonna win, damn it. He's gonna win something someday.
Trump posted a GIF. He's gonna get impeached for it.
Oh, Confeffi. Bernie's got this now, after that tweet.
Okay, you know what? If Trump does a tweet and it's just hardcore, like, child pornography, then yeah, he might get impeached.
Well, I would think that
maybe.
Yeah, it's sketchy at best.
Yeah, it's shady business if nothing else. There.
Don't count on that strategy. Find a different way to attack him.
I wouldn't and even put then all my eggs in that basket.
Pence looks like a grandma with a man's haircut.
Dude, I wouldn't look in the direction of that basket.
Jesus. So anyway, I voted for Trump. Who else did?
I didn't vote for anybody. Fuck the system.
Oh.
I can't tell if you're serious, Andrew. I didn't vote for Trump.
No. I did vote, though.
Did you?
Yeah, of course. I voted for Hillary. I vote every single time I can.
Oh, I've never voted.
Good for you.
Oh. Well, to not be funny, in all seriousness, I haven't been able to vote for a long time because they're all fucking scumbags.
I mean, it feels shitty doing it, but I still do it just out of conviction.
Good on you for at least, like, just swallowing the fucking shit. It's like, you know what? Lesser of two evils here. I may be dooming us all, but I'm going to take a shot at making the world a bit better. Well, I'm going to try my best.
I'm going to be honest. Like, when I go to the ballots, so I'll do like the, oh, president, okay, no, this, and no, okay, this.
this is what I'm voting for.
My favorite thing for voting, though, is when you get to like page three, and it's just nothing but people in positions you've never heard of. And every time I vote for them, I pick who has the cooler sounding name, and they get my vote.
Wait like a second.
If it was
you're
like
just there to pick up chicks, aren't you?
Like if it was Janice Shellstein versus like Max Rippleton, Max would get my vote every time. He could be the sleaziest candidate, but I would vote for him.
Chad Thundercock.
Well, that was
representative of agriculture.
Why agriculture?
I see. You know the incel lingo.
Just because he threw out Chad doesn't mean he's well-versed
Chad
in Thundercock.
Kaya's ears specific. Perked up like a dog next to bacon, just going, oh, incels? Oh.
Okay, hold on. Let me pitch this to you. This is a superhero idea I had. His name is Chad Thundercock, and within both of his testicles rest two black holes that he can invert. So he can put an unlimited amount of force out or into his penis.
Why in?
I don't see, ever the benefit of it going into
push
it.
Out shit.
Well, what if a meteor is about to hit the Earth and only Chad can stop it? And he, well, wait, why
then
would
he
want
to push it out?
Why would you suck the meteor into your dick? That'd be like a reverse kidney stone.
That's what happened at Hiroshima. Look how that turned out.
Oh, it's like Luigi's Mansion with his dick instead.
Yeah, Luigi sucking all the ghosts in his dick. I remember that.
But then it's not, then there's no point of it ever being an outward black hole.
Well, you can shoot it out again. It's like Ghostbusters. Jesus.
Maybe it's like pocket storage, so he can suck something in, and then he could, like, you know, if he like he could put his change in there. Like
Pokemon.
If he has to take a pet on an airplane, he could just put the pet inside there. He gets like the pet up inside of his cock and ride through the airway. You know,
safe stowaway. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So either what would Stacy's superpower be?
So we got black holes inside of two balls. What would be in the vagoo?
I mean, that's one word for
that's
it.
That is a fucking throwback. I haven't heard vagoo since like 2004.
I hate that word.
Really?
Like vagoo?
You hate the beauteous, glorious splendor of woman anatomy?
A molten
period? I hate that word, that specific word.
Oh.
Hold on. Mark this in your notebooks, ladies and gentlemen. Kaya doesn't like a specific word. I've never heard of this phenomenon happening. He doesn't get uncomfortable with any other word until Vagoo right now.
Hey, it's yo, what's wrong with you, Vagoo? Are you on the goo rag or something? Get out of here, broad.
Does it make you uncomfortable?
No, it's just annoying.
So what if I just say Vagoo?
It's just a dumb word. That's it.
Why is it dumb, though? I think it's one of the most poignant words in human history.
Oh, I don't know. I associate it with, like, juvenile Imgur. Like, I put a little Sharpie in my Vagoo.
Well, I mean, if you call it Imgur, then obviously you don't know what you're talking about.
Imgur.
I thought you hated people from Brooklyn or something. I thought you may have had something against people from, like, you know, New York City and Brooklyn and New Jersey like that.
Let's imagine that Shel Silverstein, or what's the name of the girl who you want to fuck real hard? Like, you want to slam it into
Shel
her?
Shel Silverstein.
Shel Silverstein was the poet who wrote Where the Sidewalk Ends. I'm referring to the woman that you want to, like, slap her tumblies around.
Oh, you mean Goldie Platinumberg?
Exactly. Who's that? Yeah, no, Kaya. Who's, who?
That's
who?
Her.
Ariana Grande. All right, let's say Ariana 100 grand. What?
It was
Ariana
Grande.
Yeah.
All right, Ariana Grande.
Ruby Rose.
No, Ruby Rose. Perfect. Ruby Rose.
Yes.
Ruby Rose.
So let's imagine
Ruby Rose just finished her hard set of doing, I don't know, jazzercise, whatever she does. And she's sweaty and tense and hot and pink and ready and slapped up and ready and dolled and in a tight latex outfit. Uh-huh. And you walk in because you were hired to fix her plumbing. And nice. she accidentally in quotation slips and falls on her kitchen table, and all her clothes fall off at once. And
snaps the neck as well.
She's spreading her vagina, and she looks at you and says, "Kaya, stick it in my Vagoo," just like that. Would you do it?
And in this fantasy, do I look like Jeremy Meeks too?
No, you're just you. You were just you. Just
otherwise,
as is.
I don't know how this series of fortunate events.
She had a horrible spill. She had a horrible spill during her day job and has dementia, so she doesn't know who she's talking to.
You're just a nurse at a hospital, and she just been in a horrible car accident, and you notice that her door's unlocked, and you walk in, and you just see her passed out there, and you just change.
This is a very different scenario. Good God,
that's right.
It's like, you know what? I just wiped your ass, and I'm looking at you. Like, all right, it's time.
All right, so back to the realm of sanity.
Good Lord. Which one would you rather be, Kaya? The rapist nurse or the lucky man?
Well, like, I think I'd have to go with the lucky man. No, I don't know how I feel about actual rape. Role play, yes, not real.
I really didn't mean for it to be that dark.
Mission a fucking accomplished. Oh my god. So anyway, Kaya, where's the line drawn on Vagoo? Like let's say that she just got finished having a big BM and came out of the bathroom, and you guys have been like lifelong just the closest people in the world, like beyond lovers. You have a connection that even spirits don't understand. And she bends over and she throws a pack of baby wipes at you and goes, "Kaya, you need to wipe me from butt to Vagoo." Would you do it?
Ugh.
If she needed it, yeah, why not?
But she said Vagoo, the forbidden word.
Yeah.
It's the forbidden word. It's a dumb word. That's it.
All right.
What if my Vagoo?
What if
on.
You guys were making out on the couch, just having a nice little
kiss? It's like 420 blazer dank, whatever. It's in that sense dumb.
All right.
Not
actually,
like, oh, I'm never going to touch
you.
I think
I got a real ultimatum for you. Let's say Ruby Rose came up to you and she was like, "Kaya, I want to spend..."
The answer is yes.
No, I'm not done. She said, "I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
He's already come, Andrew. Leave him alone.
I want to marry you and do every sexual thing possible and even invite some of my girlfriends." And you're hanging out with her, but you notice that no matter what or how you try to change her, no matter what circumstance, she always refers to vaginas as vagoos, no matter what. Would you still spend the rest of your life with her?
Oh, okay, you misunderstood me gravely. I would not spend the rest of my life with any of these idiots. I just want to fuck them, not marry them.
I was about to say, and also
I don't care what she calls it
bag.
While I fuck her cunt afterwards. I'm out of that house. All right, I bounce.
So every day she stops by your house like the local milkman. She's like, "Knock, knock, it's me, the Pussy Patrol." And she decides that for an hour every day you can have her in any way you want, any sexual thing ever. But after that, for 3 hours, you guys have to hang out. And you're guaranteed at least once during this hangout, at least once, could happen more often, she'll unironically use the word Vagoo. Would you do it?
I mean, that's fine.
And she'll want you to laugh when she says it, like she thinks it's funny.
Hey, whatever. I don't care if I just splooge on her face before. That's cool. Not that I get, not like I have to pay attention.
For real.
As long as I get to jizz in her eyeballs, why do I care?
You're just catching all
the
ladies.
No ethics. No ethics at all.
Really, says the man who wanted to drive by rape her in her car.
After a car accident,
That was a fantasy story. And, yeah, fantasy. Let me not criticize my writing. I'll have you know that I'm very famous and a well-published author.
Really? What'd you write?
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey.
Well,
more like 50 Shades of Gay.
I wrote a book with the alphabet in it. And also I wrote several pickup artist books. How to pick up ladies at the hospital.
You really?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you're
really a PUA,
did.
Are you?
Yeah, it's the bedpan method.
Oh.
All right, so tell me this. None of us look like Jeremy Meeks. How do I get in a girl's panties?
Okay, so here's what you do. You get a job as a male nurse, and you start changing bedpans, and then, you know, you just start complimenting them, because they have low self-esteem. They haven't been wiped in a while. But you neg them a bit. You say, God, it smells. You're so fucking filthy and disgusting.
Well, I'm gonna interrupt.
That's not negging. That's just being insulting.
Yeah, that's just mean. I'm going to interrupt. So let's say we don't want to pick up, you know, disabled people at the hospital at our job, and we want...
I mean, that's your prerogative, but keep going.
Okay. No, we can change course.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, let's... Like, out in public, Kaya is looking more for practical use. He's not a male nurse, and he's not going for, you know, vegetables.
I'm not going to go undercover into some insane asylum. What can I do when I'm just sitting at a Starbucks and there's a cutie pie in front of me?
PewDiePie is sitting in front of him. What does he do? How does he pick him up?
You throw your laptop at her. Hopefully it hits her in the head. And as she's unconscious, go, my God, my girlfriend's passed out. And then you drag her out of the fucking Starbucks and put her in your car and drive off.
So it seems like the way to a woman's heart in your novels is rape.
It's not rape.
Yeah, she's not conscious. That's sexual assault. Know the difference.
I never said to rape anybody. I just said to put them in, give them a concussion. Now, right, afterwards, you take them home, and after they wake up, you go, oh my God, you've been in a terrible accident. I brought you here. I didn't want to take you to the hospital because they were going to charge a bunch of money, but I let you rest on the couch. Here's a mochaccino. I hope you're doing okay.
You wait and for then, the then Stockholm syndrome to set in.
Exactly.
Okay. It's a long con.
But then if she tries to get out, that's when you hit her with the beanbag gun.
Well, that you keep on standby. Well, you can't disclose all the secrets of your pickup artist book, but I feel like you've given a good insight as to the content.
Well, I'll give you one more tip. Nets.
A little sneak peek.
Nets. Buy lots of nylon nets. You can literally be a pickup artist with a helicopter and a huge net.
Trade secrets right there, ladies and gentlemen.
See, you know, you might laugh, but shit like that, I love impossible and implausible concepts like that. If I had the amount of money, that can segue into a really fucking stupid condition.
If I had enough money, I'd rape people.
Well, yes. Thankfully, rape is
Andrew
a free...
Andrew would be a rapist
thankfully,
bad man.
Thankfully, you know, rape is a free activity.
That's real. That
no,
happens.
But what the question I was alluding to is, what's something completely pointless and stupid you would do if you had unlimited funds?
Ooh, I got one. Please let me go first.
You know what? Just to spite you, I'm going to say Kaya goes first.
I'll object. Hit it. Hit it, help.
Nah, really, hit it. I'm fucking with you.
I don't know if I want to now.
Oh. If I pay you $1 million, will you go ahead?
Fine, I guess if you insist. Okay, so if I was really rich, I would arrange for a boxing match between me and a chimpanzee, right?
Okay.
The chimpanzee has been trained. It does not know that it's in a boxing match. As they bring the chimpanzee out, I kick it square in the chest and stomp on its head, and I win the fight. They ring the bell, the audience cheers, an Asian lady gives me a blowjob as they hand me a trophy. Then porn stars carry out a giant gold throne in which I sit, and they carry me through downtown as they throw me a ticker tape parade with confetti all over the place, and then they give me a chocolate milkshake, and everybody's clapping for me. Then Donald Trump, Obama, George Bush, and Hillary Clinton all kneel before me for my amazing martial arts prowess, and Kim Jong-un calls me on the telephone to compliment me on the size of my penis during the blowjob.
So you rented, you bought out the entire town.
I bought out everybody.
Okay.
Everyone.
Kaya, you're up.
Nice. okay, so I have infinite money. Is that it?
Yeah. Enough money to buy out a town and infinite. Kick a chimpanzee.
Yeah, not over
like
the
filthy
top.
Rich like Bill Gates, like what?
Yeah, okay, not over the top. Like I would buy the solar system. None of that shit. But like you have enough money to do any high concept idea you have.
All right. Well, because I always, I'm the victim of this where I like something, but then it gets discontinued or something. So what I would do every couple of months or weeks, I would have a petition. And I'd let people vote on what they want to see realized, and then I would fund everything for it. Like, a video game, a movie, like, oh, you want a Metroid movie, but a really, really good one? Okay, I'll fund it. They don't even have to make a profit. I'll hire the best directors, writers, and it can be a passion project.
Over the course of 31 weeks, I think you've made a lot of enemies, and now all of those enemies are probably your friends after hearing that ambition.
Exactly.
Aww.
That is such a noble cause.
That's a wonderful idea.
I would actually love to do that if I was like Bill Gates. Yeah, I mean, I would fund games that I would want to see and movies and shit.
You could stop hunger in Nigeria or whatever, but we got a Metroid Prime movie, so hell yeah.
Yeah, whatever. That's a problem that's never going to get solved.
Nobody's going to make a petition for that.
I mean, maybe they
will. Well, to be fair, though, they'd cancel out. Problem. Like, if someone made the petition to stop hunger in Nigeria, I would make a petition to keep hunger in Nigeria going.
Oh yeah, yeah. Then we could like battle.
I got a long con. Trust me, it'll work out.
Then the entire finance of the world would be decided by petitions. You would have created a global democracy.
Isn't that how modern government already works?
That's insane. I'm just getting the concept together. If that were the case, and you had that much money, you would have just created a complete global democracy that's all based on who signs the most on the petition.
Isn't that the current modern government?
That'd be great.
I feel that's what how the government world is. Works, really.
But
China would be pissed.
If I had the choice between feeding or bringing peace to Sudan on, I don't know, season 4 of Hannibal, I'm going to pick Hannibal.
I misheard that as if I had the choice of feeding peas to Sudan.
That too.
Here you go! Come get them, Jolly Green Giant!
Just like one by one into each of their mouths with your fingers. Just here's a piece.
Kaya's biggest ambition is he buys out the entire fucking Jolly Green Giant plant, flies over an aerial raid of peas, opens up a kitchen, and makes sure that every single citizen of Sudan gets a spoonful from him.
It's just raining fucking 10 cans on them. They're like, oh my god, no! Ow!
Jackson, ow, in Kurdish or whatever they speak.
Said I didn't want to help anyone like starving, and you made me out to be a hero.
Ungrateful sons of bitches.
Not all heroes wear capes. What about you, Jackson?
They just sling peas.
What about you? What would you do with so much money, Jackson?
Mine's a chimpanzee thing. I want to like punch out a chimpanzee to me carrying downtown and drink a chocolate milkshake while everybody tells me how big my dick is. What would you make everybody do with all your money?
Well, you don't have mind control, Jackson. In his fantasy, it seems he's invested in mind control and has somehow hypnotized the world. But if you had a ton of money, what would you do?
Like something outlandish.
I guess I'd
like invest heavily in like getting to space. I want to go into space. Start a city on the moon, but only for
that's
me.
Cool. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Musk. Fucking moon base.
Not only for me, though. You're not invited. You're a monster.
There's no laws on the moon.
Who's a monster?
This rapist guy.
Yeah. I want to be a nurse on the moon.
Jackson and Hellbent get their money at the same time, and after Hellbent does his stunt, Jackson's like, I'm now doing a moon colony for anyone who wants to get away from Hellbent.
I'm like, yes, get them out of here. We will reproduce. Yeah,
he could be your nurse.
Aw.
I don't know. That'd be cute. My reality sounds pretty cool.
Well, what would happen?
I did was kill a chimp and then show my dick off.
Well, what would happen is while Jackson's making that speech, Hellbent would lob his laptop at his head. And after he goes down, he'd be like, my Australian. Oh, no. Get her out of here.
Oh, no, my friend. Hold on. Let me save him.
What about you, Andrew? What would you do with
so much money? You're gonna fucking think mine is the stupidest shit in the world. I had this idea like 3 weeks ago. I would spend it on something for you.
Oh!
I had this idea laid out, and I was like, this is actually a funny concept. So I would wait till it's your birthday, and I'd be like, Charlie, I got you a good gift, but like, I gotta like rent out a good portion of your birthday to do it. Can I, like, give me your time? And you'd be like, yeah, sure, that's great. So At night, like probably as soon as it's like dark out, so whatever time the sun goes down on your birthday, I would take you to a theater. I would take you to a local theater.
Post all the other days.
Yeah, well,
well, fan fiction.
No, this I had this idea and I just thought it was a funny concept and I rolled with it.
This is fan fiction. So
I would
take him out on a date.
I'm not done. God damn it. So. So I'd take you to a theater, a local theater that I completely rented out, and I'd give you an okay seat. Like I'd put you like third row from the front in the middle, and no one else would be in it. And the house lights would go down.
Then he'd get on his knees,
and the curtain would come up, and this cavalcade of like Broadway singers would come out, and they'd start doing this like this fucking like whole song and dance routine, like not even like modern musical shit, like classic. Fucking Broadway stuff like Can Cans and that jaunty tune that you see in like Moulin Rouge, like just the most cliche fucking like we're putting on a show type music. You could sing the melody and if you've never even heard it before, and the idea is that the song would like get more and more and more intense. There'd be like trumpeters that come out and like acrobats and all the shit. And at the very end, like I don't know what the words would be, but at the very end they'd say like. In the song, they'd say, presenting the mummy man. And the big climax is that everyone freeze frames and Brendan Fraser fucking, like, rappels from the ceiling. And he's like, hey, Charlie! And then the curtain falls. And then we spend the rest of the day eating buffalo wings across the street with Brendan Fraser.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
And then you propose.
I just had this idea where it was like, if I had infinite money, I was thinking, what's something I can do that's, like, impactful? And I was like, well, Charlie likes Brendan Fraser. How would I present that I got Brendan Fraser to him?
But like, what if it was like that Spider-Man Broadway play to where like one of the cables snaps and Brendan Fraser like falls down and dies?
Well, thankfully, in the background, dancing a hearty jig is Dan Bilzerian. And in case Brendan Fraser dies, he would use his strong muscles to carry his corpse out and say, give us a minute, folks. And then I would drug Charlie so he forgot that all happened.
Well, no, Dan Bilzerian could buy him back to life.
You don't need to drug him, just throw a laptop at him.
Yeah, it's a much quicker route.
But yeah, I started the concept of thinking, like, if I could do something nice for the three of you with no relaxations, what would you do? I didn't think of the other two yet, but that was my idea for Charlie.
That's so cute.
What would you do for me?
What would you do for Kaya?
All right, Kaya, for you... yours would be the simplest. Honestly, all I would do for you, I'm not fucking kidding, I'd fly us to Japan, you and me, and I'd put you a blindfold on you so you don't have to look at any anime. And I'd take you to a love hotel, one of the ritziest and nicest love hotels ever, so they know that you're going there to bang, and I'd give you the most proper, amazing, like, penthouse style, see the whole city, neon-lit, futuristic suite, and I'd take you to the front door, and I'd hand you the key card. And I'd hand you $1,000, and I'd be like, that's for room service. And I'd say, Kaya, listen, I'm going to be kind of a dick. You're not allowed to leave this room for 24 hours. And you'd be like, oh, Andrew, I hate you. That's wrong. And I'd be like, just trust me. And then you'd walk in, and as soon as you flip on the lights and close the door, it's just Ruby Rose spreading her asshole as wide as she can. And the rest is up to you.
And Ariana?
Or Ariana. Yeah, she's there, too. She's making drinks in the kitchen.
Okay. All right. There we go.
There you go.
Nice.
And that's it. That's what I would do for you.
That's pretty nice. Yes.
That is pretty nice.
Shit, dude. You could have just done it in a cheap hotel and you probably would have been satisfied. Just take him to like a Motel 6.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, actually, why Japan?
Because it's a
why
really,
even bother?
Because if he's in like one of those futuristic, amazing hotels with all the neon lights
and
amenities.
Just have them headhunted, put in a box, and delivered to my house.
I mean, just take him out into the middle of the woods and put him on like a canoe with her on it and then just
kick
it out in the middle.
To go all out, though.
Okay. You don't have to. Like, if you can just chain him to the ground, that's enough. Anyway.
You and Hellbent have some similar ideas.
That's not the fantasy I want. I want her chained up in a dark basement to a radiator.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I want.
For Jackson,
there's
going to
be a radiator, I need AC.
For Jackson, I'd probably get him a $10 Subway gift card and ask if he'd split it with me.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
That's the best one.
Right, because then he gets a whole $5 foot long and he gets to have a meal with me.
Shit, wait, why can't you just do that right now?
He lives in Australia. They don't have Subways. They only have Down Unders.
Oh.
No, we do have Subways.
Yeah.
Someone lied to me.
Take that, your joke.
Get him a sandwich. Do it. Do it right now.
No, but for Jackson, God, I don't
know. No, no, I'm not letting this go.
All right,
get
well,
on the internet. Get on the fucking like
that deflection.
No, I want one. What are you going to do for me, Andrew?
Okay, Jackson, I would fly you. Okay, I know exactly what I would do for you. I would give you a two-parter gift. First, ooh, I would fly you to Skywalker Ranch. And I would knock on the door, and George Lucas would answer. And,
no, I don't want him.
And he would wait. No, and he would go, oh, I'm just here to chauffeur you to the meeting. And he would open up the door to like his biggest parlor on the mansion, and all your favorite Star Wars heroes would be there, like Harrison Ford.
Not Jar Jar. Not Jar Jar. Not Jar Jar.
No, would you, shut the fuck up, Jackson. Stop dictating your gift.
Yeah,
for real.
Jesus. So what I'm saying is Mark Hamill, right, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher's fucking dead. Whoever
spoiler alert.
Whoever plays the people in the newest ones, I don't remember their names, those actors. The point is all the people involved in Star Wars that you would ever want to meet are like there, and they go, "All right, Jackson, let's hang out and watch the original trilogy." And that's
that. No, that's awful. They'd say, "Hey, all right, Jackson, let's watch the new trilogy that's still in the works. And you're the first one to see it ever."
You didn't let me finish my gift.
I didn't ruin your gift.
No, I'm talking to Kaya. So anyway, after you watch the original trilogy and you guys are smoozing and boozing, Mark Hamill goes, all right, we got to go to part two. And you hop in Mark Hamill's beat up Honda Accord. He's not doing so great anymore, but he drives you over to, is it still Lucasfilm? The guys who own the film rights to Star Wars?
Yeah.
And
he goes,
and they sit you down in a big comfy chair in the middle of the design process, and they hand you a pen and a sheet of paper, and then they throw it in the garbage because we're in the 21st century, and they prop you up with a laptop. And they go, "All right, Jackson, we're going to workshop it with you, but write the script to the next Star Wars." And then, boom.
God, ooh, that'd be the worst Star Wars ever.
No, it would be the greatest.
Would be Jackson, what would your Star Wars look like?
I'd be on the moon.
It's just him on the moon. There's no war.
No,
it's
Jedi,
just
no
fantasy moon fort.
He's already died from the lack
old
of oxygen.
Internet cringe video with the guy fighting with his lightsaber.
Yeah,
remember
it's,
that
it's,
from
it's
the old
an hour and a half
Jackson
still footage
moon
of Jackson's lifeless corpse floating in space.
His moon fort made out of pillows.
Can Daisy Ridley be naked and also her asshole spread as
you're,
well?
You're like, writing
can
the
we
movie.
Can we do Kaya's gift, but a spin on it for me?
Well, Jackson, you're writing the movie. You can put that scene in there and then do hands on directing.
I don't want the movie. Ooh. That'll feel fake. I want it real,
Jackson.
Oh, but then you'll know how
but you're
it
paying
ends.
For
so,
it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't get
Jackson.
Like, the
all
fun
of this is
watching it though.
All
right?
Of this is fake. It's all if we had infinite funds. None of this is reality.
Yeah. I want it. Whoa, what's the fun of that?
Yeah, but then he knows how it ends, right? So that kind of sucks for him, doesn't it?
All right, I take back your entire gift, everything I just did. I throw $100 at you and say, "Happy birthday, dipshit," and then I leave.
All right.
Aww.
That's an equally good gift.
That's just as good.
That's thank the you gift that keeps on giving. You can try and haggle. You can try and haggle your way with that $100 to a spread asshole.
Exactly. You could probably get like $80 out of that.
Depending on who, depending on what spread asshole you want, you might even get more than one.
I wish there was a repertoire of like a lineup, like a used car dealership of just people spreading their assholes, and you could pick one out for the day.
Oh, I know places.
Called a brothel.
Before we move on from this, Charlie, what would your gift to Andrew be?
What would my gift to Andrew be?
Mm-hmm.
I guess lighting his old workplace on fire with no repercussions for myself.
Jesus Christ.
But for him?
Yeah, that's for... Well, I mean, he's not going to have any... There'll be no connection. I'll pay off the judges.
I mean, you can do that now. What would you do if you had
actually
a lot of money?
I didn't hate my job that much.
I mean, you know,
yeah. I like
talk
some
to
of the
me
people
later,
there.
Okay?
I like some of the people there.
I actually like some of the people who work there.
It's my gift to you, Angie. You don't get to dictate the terms.
All right, I'd probably just stand there and clap. I'd be like enthralled that you even went through the effort for that.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts. Goddammit, you went through the effort of getting Brendan Fraser. I'll burn your old workplace to the ground.
But arson is cheap. What if you had money?
Yeah, you have money. You
not
have infinite
if they
money.
Have asbestos. Well,
that's true.
No, like even with money, I could make it the most incredibly overpriced arson in the history of America. Like I'm talking
fireworks.
Yeah, golden flamethrowers, fireworks, of course.
It spells my name purple in the flames.
Yeah, it'll spell your
perfect
name in the rubble.
Perfect.
Aw.
Yeah. It'd be the most elaborate fire ever
so
done.
What, so there would be a connection then. When they look at it and it's just Andrew spelled out in burning ashes.
It has my address and social security number in the fire.
It's literally his face, photo perfect in the fire.
When you zoom out and look at it from the moon, it's just a photo mosaic of my face.
I'll be able to say it.
Charlie, if you want a really easy one, just make me Batman. Like, buy me a legit bat suit and Batmobile and Batcopter and all really that.
You will die so fast.
Oh, absolutely. But the fact I have those things.
You're going to use that grappling hook, and it's going to, like, hit some kind of city worker cleaning windows, and you're going to try to zip about, and you're going to go straight into a fucking train.
I'd die happy, though.
True.
I'd also probably just honestly put it on and jerk off in it a lot.
Yeah, fair enough.
Your masturbatory gear.
Exactly. I'd be at home and be like, I am Batman.
Just using the grappling hook to like get sodas from across the room.
I'd find that part in the movie where they're freaking out because Batman's gonna like bust up their gig, and one of the thugs is like, "The bat's coming," and I'd be like, "Yes," and then like jizz on my screen and pretend I'm in the movie.
You just drop it and like just start throwing hand grenades all over the room.
Yeah, because that's what Batman did.
You'd be like in the Iron Man every time Tony Stark changes, except once you finish your suit, you'd be jerking off in it.
Batman could be a really just annoying public masturbator.
You ever think that's Tony Stark's prerogative? Like every time he finishes a new suit, he's just like, time to break it in. And he just gets in it and starts jacking off furiously.
Oh, I bet the suit has its own fleshlight in it. So like, you know, say he's getting an erection, because you'd imagine superheroes have to like function for that, right? Yeah, you know, sometimes your wiener just does what it does. I bet Tony Stark's suit has like a fleshlight in it, so it's like erection detected.
Well, that was always a comic book question that we never found an answer to. How does like boning work between those with powers? Like when Superman comes inside Lois Lane, does she go flying like 6 feet or something?
He has control over it. Superman obviously is only powerful because of the different gravity, you know, that enables him to.
It's actually because of our yellow sunlight, but please continue.
No, dude, hold on. No, what I bet happens, he goes back to like the North Pole or whatever, and there's like a special Kryptonian diaphragm that he gets, and he like puts it in her, and it just takes the impact of 1,000 nuclear bombs inside of her vagina, and she's okay.
Well, just take a kryptonite pill and be human while he fucks her.
Oh, that's his.
That's
kink.
Also a good point.
Lois walks out with the fucking kryptonite, like shit, like a long kryptonite shaft, and Superman's like, "Oh, I'm weak," and she's like, "Yeah, you are," and handcuffs him and jams it up his ass.
If you it's an age old question, but if you detonated a nuke up Superman's ass, what would happen?
Probably not much.
Man, it probably tickles the prostate just perfect.
Didn't they do that in a movie? Didn't they blow him up with a nuke?
Yeah, they put it up his ass. Superman 3 Superman went some 4. Really weird places.
Nobody, Jackson, what would you... Jackson, you haven't said what your present to someone here would be.
Yeah,
well, who do you want the
fucking present?
Alright, I'll go for you. I'll get you
buy
a present.
Buy Hellbent a present.
Yeah, what would you get him?
Well, I guess present. I could chip in for the monkey that you're going to beat to death.
You know what? Alright, just as long as... Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I do want to beat up the monkey. But I also want PETA's like press statement to say, well, we disagree with violence against animals, but that chimpanzee was an asshole.
Do you think you could pay them for that, Jackson?
I don't know. I don't know what didn't you say unlimited money?
Yeah.
Yeah, unlimited money.
Yeah, well then,
so
yeah,
I guess you'd just be fulfilling that. You know what, let's wipe the chimpanzee thing off the map, because I already have plans for that. I can accomplish that on my own right now. That'll be coming very soon.
Well... The only impression that I've got of you is that you like rape.
Go on.
I don't know how to turn that into something. I don't know how to turn that into something where I still get like a...
I also like video games.
Rape games? Like rape?
When I'm not raping.
When you're not raping. Okay.
It doesn't even need the money anymore. He's already out there.
I'll buy you another copy of Battlegrounds then, I guess.
Yay!
There you go.
Now I can play it on both my computers at the same time.
We just don't know a lot about you, friend.
Well, know what? The fact that you even mentioned Battlegrounds meant something. You know something about me. I play a game a lot and then nobody watches me play it. But I don't give a shit. No, if you're going to spend a lot of money on something, make me funny.
You just got me. Jackson didn't have to spend a dime.
Jackson spends money on anything, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you, Charlie. You got slippers.
You know, if I was going to buy anybody anything, it would actually be just Sharpie. You know Sharpie Critical.
Yeah.
She loves you so much. Oh, boy.
Oh. That's cute.
When I told her I was going to be on the podcast, she fucking, like, lost her shit. Not only after the bedpan. I'm sorry, but the idea of the bedpan rapist is so dark. I really didn't mean for it to get that bad.
There's certainly a lot worse. Yeah, there's a lot worse out there.
The reason why it makes me disturbed is because you know that's real. Like, I just made that up.
Oh,
but there's somebody's like, oh, I love cleaning the bedpans. It's like,
Yeah, there's probably people that like cleaning the bedpans, but I don't know about the rape as well.
I mean, there's always news about fucking nurses abusing their patients.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, but with the bedpan?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Charlie, I linked you to my new favorite human being of all time, the guy who shot his kids and then his wife in both legs because he wanted her to suffer and then killed himself. People will always go to the ends of the earth to do the most heinous shit.
People are evil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They are.
Think of it this way. All the most horrible things that we see are usually from people.
What? That's not true.
Let me put the argument a different way. If you can think of something you can do, think of it this way. Think of the most heinous thing you can do. That's a possibility.
Okay, how about the emu war in Australia?
Oh my god.
That's a sore spot for Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sore spot for humanity.
All right,
I'm not buying you shit now.
Have you guys read Crossed?
No, that's fine. I'm angry at that too. I think it's bullshit. Those emos fucking cheated. I don't know what the fuck they did, but that wasn't fair.
See, he feels for you, Jackson. His heart breaks for it as well.
My grandpappy died in that fight. That fight.
That could be a completely true fact.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's kind of funny.
Oh.
So, okay, have you guys read the series Crossed? The comic book series?
No.
I've heard of it, actually.
Okay, so Crossed
read.
It's made its rounds around the internet, and it's about where this virus breaks out, where people get this, like, horrible blister cross across their face. Like, it goes from the middle of their face and across their eyes. And anyone who's got it just turns into, like, a horrific animal of a person. Like, they rape everyone, they murder people, they do, like, the most heinous things you can think of. Like, they stab people, rip them open, and fuck the wounds. They, like, behead people. One guy in the comic is like, he rips a horse's dick off and beats people to death with it. Like, just you.
That sounds like Saints Row.
But it's like ultra violent and realistic and horrible. But the idea is that, minor spoilers, but it really doesn't matter, is at the end of the first arc or printing or comic or whatever, because it kept going, the main characters realize that, like, everything the Crossed are doing are completely within the confines of normal people. Like, the virus doesn't give them superhuman strength or make them, like, able to breathe underwater or any of that. It just makes them do impulsive things. And the idea is that everything they do is nothing outside of the restrictions of normal people. And that made me really think, where it's like, any horrible, heinous act you can think of, it's like, oh, you know, I don't think people do that. Even if they don't, they could.
Why do you think I want to beat up a chimpanzee? You've seen what they do to people.
Exactly.
That's why I hated, Andrew, the ending of Wonder Woman. They had a good setup, but actually, this is a spoiler, I guess.
Was there a bedpan involved?
Her name's Diane.
Even their worst ones are still infinitely more watchable than the shittiest DC movies. The shittiest DC movies are just like, God, why didn't they just send the army in to kill the guys? They died by bullets. They could have just sent the military in.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the Suicide Squad movie.
So many plot holes. Joker was done poorly. Even the most poorly done Joker in the animated movies blows Suicide Squad Jokers out of the fucking water.
There was nothing redeeming about that.
Troy Baker tries, at least.
Suicide Squad Joker was like, it's like a homage to edgy kids, almost. He was on screen for like 2 minutes, and then all it was his shiny grill teeth.
I'll give you one thing.
Acting like a douche.
One thing, the grappling hook guy trying to escape and then getting blown up was kind of funny. I did laugh.
I don't remember that one.
Good old Slipknot. Voice crack.
I think that must have been one of those things they remember it had a reshoot to make it more funny.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably like one of the reshoot things that they did. And that was actually funny.
That was his only scene, though, basically. So
it was. He had two scenes in the movie. When he came out of the thing and said, yeah, that's Slipknot, they didn't even give him a backstory. And then the next scene where, hey, I'm out of here.
That,
and he dies.
That happens in the cartoon movie to a degree. I won't spoil it, but there's a character that they hype up a ton of characters, and you think they're all going to do something, and with one of them, it just does not happen.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
I won't say who or what happens, but it's pretty funny. It got me.
If you want to see a DC movie that outshines every single thing that they've done, and probably even Dark Knight to a point, watch The Flashpoint Paradox.
You are absolutely right. Like, you're fine to have incorrect opinions, but Flashpoint Paradox is a very strong movie. I don't think it tops Dark Knight, though.
That's okay. Fair enough. You know, that's a very strong opinion.
You know, The Dark Knight, Heath Ledger and Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And Flashpoint Paradox is about one of what I think the strongest stories in the DC universe ever, where the Flash uses his super speed to bend time and go back to save his mother's murder and save her life. But by doing that, he creates like ripples in time, and it fucks with DC history very slightly to make like a dystopian war state, like Superman, instead of crashing at the Kent farm, crashes in the middle of a city and he gets confiscated by the government. Instead of Batman's parents getting killed, Bruce Wayne is killed and his parents witness his murder. And following up on that, they have probably my absolute favorite character from alternate universe DC, which is Bat Dad. Which is, yes. Oh man, I love him so much. It's Thomas Wayne, Bruce Wayne's father, who becomes Batman after watching his son get killed. But he's like an asshole and an alcoholic, and he just flat out shoots people. It's so good. And the other tie-in that I think makes him really compelling is his mom becomes the Joker because she goes insane after watching Bruce get gunned down. And one really good animation touch they do. They don't really talk about it that much in the movie, but they show the scene is when she's like holding Bruce Wayne's body. She's like bleeding all over him and she gets blood on her hands. And she goes to like cover her mouth when she's crying. And then she stops crying and she starts laughing. And when she pulls her hand away, it looks like the Joker's lipstick makeup all over her mouth and his blood. It's so good. It's such a good movie.
What happened to the Joker then?
They're alternate histories.
Yeah, but he still would have.
In that history, he had SIDS and died before he got out of the crib.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right, there we go. Thank you.
There's some other ones. Like Cyborg is contracted by the government, and he's like a 9-foot-tall super weapon. Aquaman is like a benevolent dictator of the ocean instead of like
he becomes
king.
Ocean Hitler.
He kind of does. Anyone listening, please, Flashpoint Paradox. It might still be on Netflix. If not, buy it or download it.
It's cheap.
Very, very great movie.
Yeah, you can
I kind of feel like watching
cheap.
It now.
Like,
dude,
yeah,
absolutely.
So do I.
It's honestly really, really good. I loved it from start to finish.
He's barely scratched the surface of how good that movie is.
Bat Dad is just such a cool fucking character. So you got Batman. Everyone knows Batman. Then you got Red Hood, where he's like Batman, but he kills the criminals in the end because he's like, this is the only way to stop crime. Bat Dad he doesn't even like give a shit. He just fucking shoots whoever he's chasing. He doesn't even care if he like has to know for sure they're a bad guy. He's an alcoholic piece of shit, but he's so cool to watch. I love him. He's
and that's
great.
Just a piece. It's like not even a quarter of what that movie is. It's like, I love it to death. It shows what happens when you let writers write.
You know
what I mean?
It's Barry Allen. So Barry Allen, who's the Flash, like in this alternate universe, he still has his memories of the real one. So he breaks into the Batcave because, you know, he actually knows about the Batcave because he was Batman's friend. And like Bat Dad's first line of action, whereas Batman would normally like interrogate them or like, I don't know, tie them up or whatever. He just starts breaking the Flash's fingers. And he's like, how'd you get in my Batcave? It's so great. He's such a cool character.
Why did his dad become Bat Dad? Why did he choose bats? The dad wasn't afraid of bats.
That's a plot
in that universe. He is.
I believe that's more well explained in the comic that it's based on, but it's probably the same issue. He probably mourns his son, falls into a cavern, gets afraid by bats, you know.
There's probably an explanation for it, but the movie...
So his son was never afraid of bats. It was him.
Well, the movie's only about an hour.
Oh, Jesus.
The movie's only about an hour, and there are a couple scenes they just, like, kind of quickly show. Like, they don't dive into them, but I'm assuming
I like the idea of the
dad being the coward, where when they get mucked, he just pushes Wayne in front of the bullets.
Even before that, at the opera house, when the bats start coming on stage, he's like begging his son to leave. Come on, Bruce, gotta go. Get out of here.
We'll watch this later, Bruce. We'll watch it on DVD.
Son, that guy I hired in the alley is gonna be leaving soon. highly
good
recommend
films.
Flashpoint Paradox and Assault on Arkham, two DC animated movies, both highly recommend.
And if you want a Marvel one, and I'll just stop my movie talk on this, if you haven't seen the animated version of Planet Hulk, do yourself a favor and watch it. That's one of the good Marvel animated ones. One of the very few, in fact.
Also, the Wolverine one. Hulk versus Wolverine is also very good.
It's pretty good. I'd say start off with Planet Hulk, though, because Planet Hulk's like just its own story, and it lets Hulk be Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, easy classic, Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Oh, yeah.
Also another good one, but that one's really old. People have already probably talked that one up. Assault on Arkham came up like 2 years ago. It's not that old. So
we love movies.
I really like the idea of reverse superhero families.
Oh, man, me too. When I first found out how it worked.
If Superman got adopted by two superhumans and he ends up being their loser son, he's just super weak.
It's so good.
That would be awesome.
Alternate universe stuff, when it makes sense thematically or it puts a good spin on it, I usually love engrossing in. I just think it's so cool.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, we should wrap this up. 20. For sure. Yeah. We're going way over.
Thanks for coming on, Hellbent. If there's anything you want to shout out, by all means, go for it.
Well, I don't shout out too much, but if you look up my channel, I do a show weekly, Saturday night stream, and then I post a bunch of video games. It's nothing special, but if you like just random banter with no planning or anything else like that, then check it out and, you know, have a good time.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you. Enough. Coming on with your hot voice.
Yeah, thank you.
Aww. You
guys
are
so
sweet.
Check him out, go to his channel for more.
He's so sweet.
Do we have anything else? Also, check out our new shirt.
Please check out our Teespring. We have a brand new shirt. And if you buy it, not only will you be supporting us, but you'll look even handsomer. That goes for all the ladies as well.
Check us out everywhere.
Hey, Critical, all right, can you do me a favor, though?
Take it home, Jax. Oh, what's up, man?
I need one favor.
I will not let you rate
me. Say something for Sharpie and put it in the show. Just say something nice to Sharpie. Say, hey, Sharpie, how's it going or something. She's a sweetheart. She's like one of the only people I have complete trust in. Like, amazing, great kid.
She's a very sweet girl.
Like, I've been burned
is this?
By...
I cannot pinpoint who you're talking about, like a little baby or...
What? No, she actually drew some official podcast fan art a little while back.
She loves you all.
But if she... Alright, if you did fan art, Sharpie, we've probably seen it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharpie.
You can feel free to join our Discord too. Ours is better.
Take it home, Jackson.
Alright, thank you, Sharpie, for watching this episode of the official podcast.
There it is.
Hope you come back around next week. We got links in the description. Thank you, everyone, for watching. We appreciate the support and the views.
Thanks for having me on. You guys are fantastic. Right. Have a great night, everybody.
Signing out.
Ciao, ciao.